This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday. And boy, do we have a Monday. We have the queen mother of I told you so's. I'm about to drop out there. Fauci is retiring. Are the kids in danger of monkeypox? You should be pretty worried if they are. We have Dr. Birx back in the news. Why isn't she afraid of being arrested? The FBI, what they did, it boosted Trump's polls. New York City still complaining about illegal immigrants? And someone wants to know, should you keep a communist from getting promoted or even firing them? Plus, we have Medal of Honor Monday an hour from now. I'll tell you where I was on Friday. I'll give you the update on all that, and so much more tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. I might even take phone calls later on in the show, but I'm still not sure about that. First, I want to focus on the important thing. Because life is all about prioritizing, right? It's all about, there's only so many hours in a day. You've only got so much energy. You got to wake up in the morning and you got to figure out what's the most important thing. What's number two? What's number three? And I realize right now, there are a lot of things going on. I mean, my goodness, we might have World War III, Russia, Ukraine, there's China. Here at home, we have inflation, gas prices, there's COVID still, monkeypox. It's just crazy. There's so much stuff we could worry about. So I woke up this morning and I thought, man, I'm going to have to figure out what's number one today. And I agonized over this for a while, but then I realized there's obviously only one thing that should lead the show tonight. And that is Jesse, the Oracle Kelly, being right about something and making a prediction a long time ago that turned out to be true. What could be more important? Because the headline today was this. Everyone woke up and saw it. Fauci says he will step down in December to pursue his next chapter. Now, maybe you're surprised by that. Maybe you didn't see that coming. Oh, Jesse, how no one knew. How could I have seen that coming? To which, if you woke up and you were surprised by that when you saw it, here's what I have to say to you. Thank you for now listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're clearly a new listener Because if you were a listener back in February, like, oh, I don't know, February 23rd, you would have tuned in and heard this.
Fauci going on TV pumping for another fourth booster shot.
That's the kind of thing you can't afford anymore if you're a Democrat. That worked 2 years ago. Worked great. You were ginning up enough panic in people. Go home, hide. We're all going to die. Nobody wants to hear that anymore. Fauci has officially been put on the shelf. He has been shelved. And I'll be frank with you, Chris. Actually, write this one down if you don't mind. By January 1st, 2023, Fauci will no longer be an employee of the federal government. Look, I just want to warn you, that's not going to be the last time you hear that little cut on tonight's show. So obviously we have that, and I'm going to get to my thoughts on Fauci and New Jersey getting rid of the founding fathers and so much more tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. But I do think, because it is the big news of the day, in all seriousness, Fauci's walking away, announced he's walking away in December. I think it's one, time to look forward to the future, and two, let's look back at the past. As far as the future goes, what's that mean? Well, Fauci's no dummy. Well, he's kind of a scumbag, but he's no dummy. He knows Republicans are going to win back the House. Republicans are very openly saying, we are going to drag this guy in front of Congress. He is walking away, and he's going to walk away with the Queen Mother of Golden Parachutes. Apparently, his pension is going to be the largest pension in the history of the federal government, and we all know he's going to work for one of the big pharma companies, right? Who's made them more money? And that in and of itself is a crime against humanity. Because I'm sure there are plenty of examples. And in fact, I may end up taking some suggestions on this later on. But I was racking my mind on this because I didn't want to be just over the top. I was racking my brain thinking, who's the American, of a politician, no matter what, who's the American responsible for more death and destruction than Dr. Fauci? I want you to think about this. Just pause for a moment. If we go pure loss of life, yeah, you can point to any one war or something like that. But listen, when you take into account substance abuse, alcohol and drugs, spousal abuse, child abuse, when you take into account the unending financial disaster, remember, we are on the cusp of a great recession or a great depression. Like, we're going into that. That's not because of COVID. That's not because of happenstance. That's because of COVID lockdowns, the ones Dr. Fauci pushed. We're on the cusp of all that. When you take into account all those businesses lost, when you think about all those kids who lost out on all that school time, maybe special needs kids who regressed. I have another email about that tonight. When you take into account the totality of the destruction of COVID lockdowns, who's the American responsible for more destruction than Fauci? Remember, this is Fauci. This is courtesy of our buddy Mays.
People should not be walking around with masks. Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better. And
masks are protective. And
but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Mark, there has not been any indication that putting a mask on and wearing a mask for a considerable period of time has any deleterious effects.
There are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course.
You do not need to wear a mask indoors if, in fact, you've been vaccinated. Good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
The Academy of Pediatrics actually makes that recommendation that children should be wearing masks from 2 years old onward.
And you're asking now, if your child is a member of your household, can you walk outdoors with your child without a mask? According to that chart, the answer is yes.
But the child can't, not to beat it to death. Yeah.
Yes. And then you want it to fit better. So
who's responsible for more destruction? How many stories have you heard out there about people having their lives ruined because of the COVID panic that was pushed by Fauci?
You remember, Trump handed him the keys to the country, promptly shut us down for 15 days, which turned into 30 days, which turned into unending. I mean, look, New York City kids are still going to school with masks on. It's unending for so many right now. Who's responsible for more death and destruction? Name me the American more directly responsible for more death and destruction than Dr. Fauci. And he's not alone. Remember, Dr. Birx was right there. I mean, the Dr. Birx that's all over television now talking about the need for transparency.
Are we at the point where you cannot rebuild public trust? I mean, is the agency worth reforming?
Well, the way you rebuild public trust is be transparent. And I think that's in the report. Better data, better accountability, better transparency.
Dr. Birx really wants you to be transparent. That's the same Dr. Birx who just wrote a book where she bragged in the book about lying to Donald Trump about the severity of coronavirus to justify more severe lockdowns. She just wrote a book about lying. Now she's on television talking about being transparent. But the real question is, why? Why did Dr. Fauci feel so comfortable destroying a society? Look, remember, I went to community college. I'm a moron. And I called it the second 15 days was announced. I said, that's insane. That's going to destroy America. I said it. Everyone remembers at this point in time. I said it. Dr. Birx, she's obviously highly educated. Why did she feel so comfortable destroying a nation? Why? Doesn't make sense. She felt so comfortable. Well, here's why. You know what? I'm going to lay out exactly why they felt so comfortable doing what they did in honor of Fauci's announcement of his retirement. And then we're going to get to New Jersey wrecking the founding fathers, New York's whining about illegal immigrants, and the FBI gave Trump a poll boost. All that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. But before we get to those things, let's get to yet another story of a deranged, drugged out, multi-felon lunatic walking up to a woman eating outside in New York, getting punched in the face and knocked out. It's a horrible video. Do not go watch it. Just, you don't need it in your head. I wish I hadn't seen it. If I had to do it over again, I wouldn't watch it. But it was also a nice little reminder. You need to protect yourself. I don't care who you are. I don't care how big and bad you are or small and frail you are. Do you hold in your hands, do you have in your possession something that will stop an evil lunatic from hurting you? Get a hero gun. It is a non-lethal gun. It shoots these pepper balls 100 miles per hour. When they hit, they hurt, and then it engulfs them in a pepper cloud. Get a hero arrow. It shoots a gel blast, a double-barrel gel blast. Protect yourself. Does not require a concealed carry permit. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday night. Don't forget, about 45 minutes from now is Medal of Honor Monday. We have a good one tonight. Hang on for that. Back to what we were talking about before we get to New Jersey. Speaking of the why, New Jersey's erasing the founding fathers. Why? Why do they feel comfortable doing that? We'll get to that in a second. But back to Fauci and Birx. Why were they so comfortable doing what they did? Lying endlessly. Destroying people, destroying businesses, destroying lives. Why were they so comfortable? Hold on to that for a second. I'll tell you a little story. I love my sons. You know that, right? And while, yes, I can be hard on them, there's no question about it, I also can be way too soft on them, if I'm being frank. When I take the boys out to eat, I have a hard time saying no to the old milkshake every now and then, right? I'd like hanging out with my buddies. I'll even play video games with them just so I can be with them. I like being with my buddies. And because of that, sometimes I struggle when it comes to bedtime. Boys, both of you, brush your teeth, get to bed. I don't want to hear you up talking. They brush their teeth. They get to bed. I go upstairs. I pray with them. Just hang on. I'm coming back to something. I go upstairs. I pray with them. And then I leave. Almost undoubtedly, within minutes, I will hear giggling. I will hear laughter. I will hear stomping, wrestling, play of all kinds. And I will go right back over to the room and go storming inside of the room. And then sometimes I struggle to be too hard on them. When you walk in and they're wrestling and laughing, it's hard. And sometimes when I walk in that room, I'll even laugh. And then I'll tell them, with a half smirk still on my face, get back to bed now. And every single time it goes like that, guess what happens? Within 10, 15 minutes, more laughter, more stomping, more play. And I will have to go back again and again and again and again. The only thing that stops it is when I can go in there without laughter and I say, all bets are off now. You don't want me to come back through that door again. And then miraculously, like a miracle, all is quiet and they go to sleep. Why? Because humans respond to incentives. Positive incentives. Negative incentives. I guess I just call them disincentives, but humans respond to punishment. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, they felt totally comfortable destroying a nation because there was no disincentive. They weren't afraid. They're still not afraid. They're not afraid at all. I mean, my gosh, they laugh when they're asked about being held accountable.
Senator Cruz told the attorney general you should be prosecuted.
Yeah. I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator?
He laughs. United States Senator from one of the biggest, most powerful states wants you prosecuted. Ha 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 ha! That's funny. What a loser. Up yours. Why did Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci do what they did? Well, because they're evil scum. There's no question about that. But that's not an answer. There's tons of evil scum in the government. Most of the government's evil scum. Why did they do what they did? It's because they have a God complex. Yes, of course, that's part of it. Lots of doctors do, but that's not why. They did what they did because they were totally and remain totally unafraid. That is why they have to become afraid of legal ramifications. When people talk about prosecuting these people, putting them on trial, and then sending them to federal prison the rest of their lives, you had better understand that is a necessary step. Not just because of justice, but justice does matter, right? If you close your door, if you close the door of your business because of lockdowns, you deserve the justice of Dr. Fauci going to prison. If you lost your teenage daughter to suicide, remember, 51% increase in teenage girl suicide because of lockdowns. If you lost your baby girl to suicide in the last 2 years, he must go to prison for justice. So justice does matter. I'm not dismissing it. But the most important reason these people must be arrested and sent to federal prison is we are always going to have public health officials of some kind in this country. The next one who steps in when Dr. Fauci goes to work for Pfizer for $5 million a year, the next one who steps in, he has got to be afraid of hurting you again. If he has no disincentive, then he's going to do all the same things Dr. Fauci just got done doing. He must be afraid because he might be an evil scumbag too. In fact, he probably is. Maybe he's got a God complex too and thinks he's smarter than you. Maybe all those things are true. So what would stop him? What if you have some evil scumbag with a God complex who takes over after Fauci? What would stop him? Fear. Fear is the only thing that would stop him. That's why Fauci has to go away. Now, as long as we're on the whys tonight, why this, why that, why this, why that, I saw a headline today you didn't see, well, you probably didn't see, and I found it was very interesting. In fact, I thought it was pretty much stinking enraging. New Jersey continues efforts to erase founding fathers, removes Jefferson from elementary school name. In elementary school in New Jersey, joining the woke trend to erase founding fathers, Jefferson Elementary School in South Orange, New Jersey, named to honor the man who wrote the Declaration of Independence, will be renamed Delia Bolden Elementary School. Bolden was the first black woman to graduate high school from the area. Now, maybe you're angry right now. I am very angry right now. Maybe you're annoyed. Maybe you're doing that mocking laughter. All those things are acceptable responses to such insanity. But let's once again ask why. Because the why for this is different than the why for Fauci and Burks. Why does this happen? Why is this happening? Why are they still tearing down statues of Christopher Columbus? Why did the Teddy Roosevelt statue be removed? Why was it removed from New York City? Teddy freaking Roosevelt! Well, who would do that? Why did that happen? Why is Thomas Jefferson one of, I mean, maybe the most important founding father, if we're being honest, why is Thomas Jefferson's name still being removed from schools? His statues are still being pulled down. This is something that is happening across the United States of America. You're angry about it. You're frustrated about it. You're rolling your eyes about it. But why? Well, that's the hard question, because the answer to it is uncomfortable. Nevertheless, it's true. Do you want to know why? Why does that New Jersey school have a new name? I'll tell you why in a second.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll break 1,000 more, baby.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Just real quick before I get back to the why on things like that, I am going to give you an update on why I was gone on Friday. Give me like 10 minutes and I'll give you an update on what I was actually doing. I'll lay it all out for you, all right? So just give me 10 minutes from now. I'll get to that. 20 minutes from now, we'll get to Medal of Honor Monday, which is going to be sick. But back to the story. New Jersey's removing the name of Thomas Jefferson from a high school. You've seen this endlessly. Teddy Roosevelt statue removed from New York City. Just the list is endless. But why? Why does this continue to happen? Why are they attacking basics of America? Well, I'm going to play for you the voice of a man who's a Republican. He's being interviewed by George Stephanopoulos. His name's James Lankford in Oklahoma. If you want to know why the communists are still attacking Thomas Jefferson and Teddy Roosevelt, this is why.
Efforts to rename military bases across the country. The Senate Armed Service Committee voted on that. This week we've seen leading voices like General David Petraeus saying it's time to stop having military bases named after Confederate generals like Braxton Bragg. Is it time?
I do, actually. I think the right way to be able to do this is to be able to have a study, to be able to look at where the name come from, what do we need to have to be able to take a serious look at it, and then to be able to transition. There are lots of great leaders, military leaders that are around the country that are modern leaders that we can continue to be able to honor and continue to be able to put names forward. But I see it like schools. Every school has a name, and you want those children in that school to be able to learn about the founder of that school or the name, that person that school is named after, and to be able to have them as a role model. You would have that on a military base as well. So if you have a military base that is named after someone that actually rebelled against the United States government, then you'd want to be able to go back and look at that name. It should be a pretty basic principle.
Now, maybe you're sitting there right now and you're saying, Jesse, that sounds very reasonable. We shouldn't have a military base named after a Confederate general. Jesse, that's what's your problem? You know when James Lankford said that? Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they were burning down American cities in the wake of St. George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. And as they were burning down American cities, tearing down statues across the country of Jefferson, Robert E. Lee, everyone and their brother, was part of what they did. And part of what they did was demanding name changes of schools, bases, and other things. And when we were faced with a violent, vile group of street communists making demands on us, James Lankford and so many on the right stepped up and said, oh, okay, guys, well, can we give you just a little bit? If we give you a little bit, will you calm down? I mean, maybe not everything, guys, but okay. We'll change the name of a military base. Is that okay? You ever watch any nature videos? I love them. I grew up on them. Maybe you don't, but in case you don't, here's what you'll see a lot on the nature videos. You see a pride of lions hunting down, some Cape buffalo. Big old herd of Cape buffalo. Big scary herd of Cape buffalo. And yeah, sometimes they go after the front or whatnot, but you know so often what the lions go after? The one who's got an injured leg. He's limping a little bit. He's falling behind. You see that big giant herd that stays together. My goodness, they're unassailable. They're all Cape buffaloes. These lions will get stomped to death. But boy, that one right there looks awfully weak. I bet we can all go gang up on him. He's not with the herd. And I bet we can take him down and eat him. The Republican Party in this country is responsible for the endless communist onslaught on everything, including Thomas Jefferson, because they're pathetic and they're weak. And every single time there is a united communist front against us, instead of forming a united anti-communist front against them, instead we crawl and beg and say, is this enough? Will you stop hitting me if I just give you a little? I'm sorry, master, I didn't mean to do it. I'll change the name of some bases. Is that enough, guys? And oddly enough, it's never enough. Isn't that so strange? Isn't that so weird how it started with St. George Floyd's death, and 2 years later, they're still changing the names of schools in places like New Jersey. They're still tearing Teddy Roosevelt statues out from their founding in New York City. Isn't it wild how the communists didn't look at your offer? We'll just change some bases. It's weird how he looked at that offer and he saw weakness. He looked at that offer and he thought to himself, oh, what do we have here? This looks like an injured Cape Buffalo to me. That's what this looks like. That's what the communist sees. That's the why. The communist is always assured in this country that when he demands a mountain, he may not get a mountain, but he's at least going to get a foothill out of it. So what's the downside for the communist in demanding a mountain? Why not demand a mountain every single time? I mean, after all, speaking of the BLM Antifa riots, and I brought up a little bit earlier that old woman who was socked in the face by that nut job in New York. You know that guy? They let him right out of jail, and he promptly went down and almost beat a subway worker to death, broke his nose and broke his collarbone. So he's on videotape socking some poor old Asian lady in the face, and then he gets let right out of jail, and he goes down and almost beats a subway worker to death. Well, why is that? Where did that come from? That wasn't always like that. What, right? Because when Black Lives Matter was out there demanding that no black people ever be locked up ever, and in fact, they're all basically saints. People in city councils across the country, most definitely New York, couldn't bow down fast enough and say, you know what, you are all right. There was slavery, so I guess no black people commit crimes these days. They couldn't get on their knees fast enough. Stop. All right. Now, where was I on Friday? I will get to where I was in just a second. Look, there's always a why, and our whys always come back to us being too weak to deal with the communist threat. It's going to always come back to that, because remember something. We talk, you know, I hate the term silent majority, right? I always have. I always will. I despise that term. The right has used that term forever, and it's not even close to true. You know what the right saying silent majority is? It's the group of 100 people with slingshots surrounding 10 guys who have 50 cows, and the people with slingshots are congratulating each other on outnumbering and surrounding the other guy. That's what it is. That's what it is. They hold all the institutions. They guard all the doors. They hold all the keys to power, and we're over here congratulating ourselves because we have them outnumbered. It's pathetic. But why is it pathetic? Because the numbers don't mean anything if you don't use them. These communist subversives, they are the minority. They're the extreme minority in this country. So how in the world did they take over every institution? All of them. Colleges, entertainment, the government, the FBI. They took over professional freaking sports. Why? Because we were simply too weak to stop them. Because we prided on ourselves on some sort of live and let live, turn the other cheek nonsense, which isn't even close to being right. In fact, it's flat out evil. And while we were slapping each other high five on turning the other cheek, they were busy cutting your kid's penis off in school, or at least trying to. How'd that work out in the end? All right, that's enough. I was getting fired up. That's enough. I'm going to tell you where I was on Friday. I might as well let you know. I have an excuse. Where I was on Friday, and then we'll talk about New York's having some trouble with the immigrants again. Hang on. I've got an
animal inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. I love this from the Secretary of Education, Cardona. You see, America's schools, they're emptying, at least government schools. They are absolutely emptying. The last number I saw was 2 million kids have been pulled from public schools across the country. They're fleeing. I gotta love this one, though. This is so good.
How widespread is this problem of lost children in American school systems?
You know, it's a concern not only in Los Angeles.
Sorry to interrupt. I have to do this. lost children? The kids aren't getting pulled out of school and thrown off a cliff somewhere. They're getting pulled out of school and educated somewhere else. Maybe it's a charter school, private school. Maybe it's homeschooled. But isn't it so funny? Listen to how the, quote, journalist frames the question. If you're not being indoctrinated into communism in America's public schools, you're just lost. I mean, you're basically an orphan at this point.
How widespread is this problem of lost children in American school systems?
You know, it's a concern not only in Los Angeles, but in other parts of our country, in particular our urban centers, where we know the pandemic impacted urban centers where their density is higher. Many families moved out of cities.
Why would they do that? I mean, it's so weird why these parents are pulling other kids out of school. I don't know. Let's go to the latest video from Libs of TikTok. Maybe teachers like this are why they did it.
White educators should be a safe space for Black students. Let me say that again. White educators should be a safe space for Black students. If you're wondering why you're not able to connect with those kids, it's probably because they don't feel safe around you. I mean, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. There are many white people, especially white strangers, that I have my guard up. And it's because I'm trying to protect myself from them. I don't know if this is a safe person. And it's the same with children. So if you decide to gloss over instances of racism or decide that Black Lives Matter is a political thing, you're not a safe person.
I think that might have a little something to do with why parents are pulling their kids out. And speaking of fart sound, that brought this, that reminds me. One, Chris is out all week this week and Michael's in. So if something gets screwed up on the technical end, you can still email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But Michael's going to get those first now instead of Chris. So you can just let him have it. Just what, Michael? It's fine. Just dog, Michael. And I get to where I was here in a second. But that reminds me. So I get home. I've been out of town for a couple days, which I'll get to in a second. I owe you an explanation. I get to that. But I've been out of town. And I get up to my son's room. My boys, they sleep in the same room. It's their choice. Don't ask me. I don't know what is wrong with them. It's so they can screw off is why it is. Anyway, there's something wrong with boys. And they take off their clothes. And they just drop them wherever they come off. It doesn't matter what they do. Michael does it too. You do it. I don't do this. What is this? What do you mean you don't know where to put it? You don't have a dirty clothes hamper of some kind? You can still wear it. Okay, well, hold on. That's different if you're going to rewear it. Because I'll do that with a pair of jeans. I take them off at night and I lay them out so they can air out and I'll wear them a couple days, right? That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about my kid will get back from track practice and he just take off his shirt, which is just soaked, and his shorts, and they just get dropped on the floor like little monsters. And the Eden Pure Thunderstorms actually are a negative when it comes to this whole thing, because Eden Pure Thunderstorms, they take all the odors out of the air. So now when I barge into the room, I used to be able to smell the rancid, disgusting clothes, but Eden Pure Thunderstorm, they clean the air. Even my son's dirty, disgusting socks, Eden Pure Thunderstorm takes the odors out of the air. I told you before about Michael's puppy. Can't smell the puppy poop because of Eden Pure Thunderstorm. It's just a little black box that plugs right in the outlet that's an air purifier. It kills viruses and mold in the air. They're miracles, man. And I do mean miracles. They have a 3-pack for sale for my listeners. You have to go to EdenPureDeals.com, and do not forget this. The code JESSE is what gets you $200 off a 3-pack. All right, so that gives you 3 of them for under $200. You get free shipping and $200 off. I know it's a lot. EdenPureDeals.com, code JESSE3. I'm sorry, the code is JESSE3, Jesse and the number 3. Go and enjoy. Now, before we get to Medal of Honor Monday, it's like 5 minutes away. Here's where I was this weekend. Because, you know, I was gone on Friday, and I was gone for a couple days. I actually really, really do love the country, as you probably have figured out. And I really am desperate to try to save it. And every now and then I am asked to come to different things around the country. Now, I can't do a lot because I have work, family, I have things to do. But when I say go to a thing around the country, I believe in raising money for far right anti-communists, especially because the establishment, all the establishment GOP types, they actually raise money routinely against the anti-communists. You should know that. Just understand, behind the scenes, the leadership in the House and Senate, they're actively working against what you believe. And so what happens is the establishment weenie loser like James Lankford, he always has all the money he needs because he'll get that money poured down on him from GOP leadership, whereas the hardcore anti-communists, they do not. Where there was a big meeting up in Utah where they brought 25 hardcore anti-communists up there, and they're running for Congress. They're not elected. Most of them weren't elected, but they're running for Congress and they're starved for cash. And they asked me if I would come up, and don't ask me why people want to hang out with me, but they had rich people coming and they thought more rich people would show up if I showed up and spoke and hung out with them and stuff like that. They thought it would bring in more rich people and they thought it would bring in more money. Now, you know I'm not exactly keen to miss my show, and you dang sure know I don't want to leave the comfort of my home and go socialize with other people. You know that's not my thing. And hanging out with rich people at some fancy resort definitely ain't my daggone thing. However, I do feel an obligation with what I've been given. I mean, I have no business being here. You know that. We just celebrated our four-year anniversary of the first time I sat down and did radio. That was Saturday. It was the four-year anniversary. I feel an obligation with this platform I've been given that I don't deserve to try and do what I can to save the country. So obviously, it's not something that's going to happen often. It's not. I get invited to everything now. It's not something I'm going to do often. But when it's a bunch of anti-communists and they're desperate to fight against these losers in Washington, D.C., and they need help, and I can help, I'm going to go do it. I'm going to go do another thing. There was one of them. I'm a big fan already. Eli Crane is his name, former Navy SEAL running for Congress in Arizona. He's up there speaking about Yuri Bezmenov and things like that to these rich people and talking about cultural Marxism. And I had a chance to go have a couple beers with Eli Crane. I'm not going to miss another show, but I'm going to fly out and I'm going to host a fundraiser for this guy somewhere, maybe California somewhere. I believe in doing that stuff. We have to try to do some good, right? All right, that's enough of that. It's enough of that. It's Medal of Honor Monday time. You're going to get to Medal of Honor Monday. And should you fire communists? Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.